Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and live from Houston, Texas, this is the Houston Bigfoot Podcast, and I hope everybody's doing well. I'm Dr. John Stamey. We got a great guest tonight and a lot of cool things to talk about. First of all, I want to introduce my co-host, one of the coolest people I've ever met in Houston, Texas, one and only Kyler Smith. How are you doing tonight, Kyler?
I'm doing really good. Thanks, John.
Well, great. Well, we're certainly glad to have you co-hosting with me. It's always a lot of fun. We've done a number of podcasts together, and we've got more to come. We're even adding you to the lineup of Scarycast, because that's a Monday night thing at 9 p.m. Eastern, because you're a lot of fun to have on there, and sometimes we have co-hosts that can't be there, so we're going to add you starting next week, so that's going to be great. Anyway, so that's enough with announcements. I would like to introduce a very good friend of mine, a Bigfoot experiencer. That means he lives with Bigfoot, a man that knows how to do mind speak, which is how the Bigfoots can talk to some of us, me included. The one and only Patrick McCray. Pat, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
We are so glad to have you with us tonight. Your lovely wife, Robin, is the co-host of Scarycast, and she is out of town, and we are glad that you were able to fill in, but you're just about as interesting as she is. You really are. You've got a lot of stories about Bigfoot, and I want to start off by asking.
I was telling somebody today about that.
And I want to ask you, I want to start off with this question. How early in your life did you start having Bigfoot interaction and experience?
Yeah, the thing is, I didn't have it. You know, early on, I always believed in Bigfoot and stuff like that. I used to go to the school library and stuff. And I was always interested in mysteries, the paranormal stuff, Bigfoot. I'd read books on it. But that was about the extent of it until the day I went into some woods in Indiana. And what I saw there was just like, it was mind-blowing. I basically, a friend of a friend gave me a phone number of a lady who's having some experiences up there, and so I called her and I said, you know, could I come up like on weekends and just check the place out? So she said yes, so we did that. She called me a Sasquatch magnet, which I don't know about that, but the first time we went up there, we drove up and we went up there with her husband, total absolute skeptic. I mean, just didn't see anything. Just was down about everything, you know, that you talked about. Oh, God, that, this, that. And anyway, we pulled up, and there it was. It's like some dark cloud up in the woods. It's like it was moving. And I told her, I looked at her, I said, you see that? She says, yeah, I see it. She just kind of nodded, you know, and said she saw it and stuff like that. But, you know, there's some really, really some weird stuff. I told them weeks later, I went up there, and I told them, I said, you know, hey, check it out. I want to go ahead and I want to do something different. Let me go ahead, go up. I had a gifting area up there. I bought food. You like graham crackers, rice, and stuff like that. So I put it up there. Then, after the gifting area, I went ahead and I went on the trail, which was a round circular trail, and went back all the way to where you started from and where you entered that. So as I came to that point, where I started from, I noticed a big, huge black hole to my right, and it was following me. And me not knowing anything about really any of this stuff, I'm sitting there looking, and I said, well, you know, I thought I was kind of seeing things, but it was moving along with me. And I was, like, looking at it, and I was kind of moving along with it. And I saw something shoot out of it. And, you know, the thing is, I don't know how I saw it, but I did. Shot ahead onto the trail up ahead. It materialized. And then it was like a pear-shaped thing. This pear-shaped, this picture of pear, like, appearing there, but you really couldn't see anything. And it just disappeared right away. Subsequent weeks after that, every week we'd go up. The cloud was the second time. The first time I went up there, I had a wood knock. My brother said he saw a face inside a tree. I mean, that's possible. I mean, I thought he was joking, but, you know, at the time, I mean, but now, you know, it probably was actually a face inside a tree, because the Bigfoot can kind of disguise themselves and hide themselves. It's like almost like a perfect camouflage type thing. And subsequent weeks, we went up to one time, and there was Indian drums beating. And all the time we were up there, I'm sitting there telling her, I said, well, high school band thing or Indian reservation around here, you know? So there was nothing. We just heard these Indian drum beats. And they kept going. And you know, I saw statues, black statues. I mean, it was really weird. One time I really believe this. It was a small Bigfoot I saw. And I really believe that the parents teach them how to cloak and stuff like that. And he didn't get it down right. He didn't. Because when I looked at him, I saw him, and he was down in a washout. And a washout was where, although, like a little ravine, and when it rains, everything washes down there. Well, he was crawling down, and I am up above him, looking at him crawling down up above from the washout. I saw him. I mean, I know what I saw. And I, after years of, you know, kind of thinking about it, that's what I think happened. He just didn't have his cloak down right. He was kind of a small little guy. And crawling down as fast as he could and get away. But after that, I had talked to my wife about all this. She wasn't my wife then, but I had talked to her, and it kind of amazed me about you know, she talked about portals, other beings, and stuff like that. It was kind of mind-blowing, to say the least. And that was kind of my introduction to the paranormal that day or those days that I had up there. I think the place is kind of a dark place. Kind of really dark, and because of the stuff that I've seen, I mean, if you see something like, for example, if you see a black thing, but if you see a real colorful thing, you know, multicolors, well, you figure, you know, in nature, that's how it is. You see a flower that's really colorful, it's not bad. If you see kind of a black thing, and I don't know, it's just, I guess that's, I don't think that's a misconception or anything. I think, you know, black is isn't really a good thing in the paranormal world. So I had talked to my wife, and I learned to mind speak. And my wife said this, and I believe her and stuff like that. I've always had that ability. I've always had, like, paranormal stuff happen to me throughout my life. I won't go into details, but I'll just say this one thing is, you know, I'd go into the store and I'd realize that somebody from work was in the store. Don't ask me how, but I knew it. It was like an overpowering urge, like there's somebody from work inside the store. And sure enough, there they were. And just stuff like that, and, you know, looking at people and seeing the person's life in my mind as I looked at him. Just looked at him and just boom, you saw his life in an instant run through your mind. And that was really weird. So all this kind of progressed, and I learned to kind of mind speak. When you mind speak is limitless. And then when you, for me, to go ahead, if you want to do the mind speak, it's different for everybody. So this is what it does for me. And how I do it is I focus. And Robin told me basically that is you focus. And, you know, it's sort of like a man, you know, like when you go ahead and meditate and stuff. And I guess you, I've never meditated. I feel that when you meditate, what happens is I think it's okay to meditate. Don't get me wrong, but I feel that when I'm not going to be able to go ahead and meditate and, you know, get that quiet time when, for example, let's say you're in the woods or, you know, you need to do it on the go, you know what I'm saying, like telepathy and stuff like that. You can't meditate while you're, you know, you're trying to do something at the same time. So I feel that meditation is a good thing, only maybe in private, but it's not a good thing to meditate and then try to basically use telepathy. You either got it or you don't, but I believe that everybody has that ability.
Hey, Pat, this is John. I've got a question for you. When I do mind speak, I tend to visualize and feel that the voice is coming from my upper right, as if I was, you know, raising my right arm and pointing it straight out past my ear. Do you have a particular location that you get your mind speak voices from?
See, when I do it, when I focus and stuff like that, my stuff, you know, sometimes they'll be right in the room. I mean, be like, what the heck? Who was that? And you'll think they're right in the room, John. I mean, I'm serious. It's like, what?
So it's like It's like more ambient, like all around you.
it can do that, but it's all kinds. Like, when I first started doing it, I mean, I talked to a foot for, I was coming back from Fort Wayne, I talked to him for like, I mean, over an hour. I was kind of exhausted. I think it's maybe an hour and a half or something like that. And he told me what was happening on the earth and stuff like that. But, you know, that was my first
Sorry, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Pat. Who did you say that you were mind speaking with?
Oh, it was the Bigfoot. And he was telling me what was happening on earth and what's going on and stuff like that. And I talked with him, telepathy was about an hour and a half. After that, that was my first huge one, first time really doing it at any length. And when you first do it, you kind of get tired mentally and stuff like that. But after you do it a while, it's just like talking and stuff like that.
It's like, what's interesting, let me give you an example and see if you've ever had this. I have one particular spirit that I speak with, St. Cyprian of Antioch. He's a saint in the Eastern Orthodox Church, and he lived in around 300 A.D. Now, there are times when I'll ask him a question inside my head, and the answer pops right back. But then today I asked him a question yesterday I asked him a question and I saw him just smiling like Buddha.
Do you feel, I asked the Bigfoot this question. I said, okay, how do I know it's you? Really? I mean, think about it. How will I know it's you? And he says, basically, what you need to do is feel.
Well, I mean that's true.
That's it.
But I guess what I'm going for is like, what is the experience like? I saw him sitting there smiling like a Buddha, and I really did because I asked him a question, and he. But it's in the upper right quadrant of where I am. And today I said, are you the one that helped me through my problem? And I saw, believe it or not, like an empty Hollywood Squares box. It was like, no. And I just think that's very interesting. I saw an empty Hollywood Squares box. So I was like, no, I didn't help you. This wasn't me. So anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, some of it's symbolism, like the other day, I was out and I felt a canine presence, and it was really, really weird. I mean, I kept feeling it. I think it was just at that stop, maybe a couple of stops, and it left after that. But the thing that I like to say is, like, if you really want to know who it is, and this is from Robin, you always hear follow the money, but what you do is you follow the energy, and it makes sense. You follow the energy. About you want to know who it was, and you can follow that energy. If you look at a picture, there's energy in that picture, John. And basically, you look at it and you focus on that picture. You will basically be able to interact with that picture. And when I first met Robin, she showed me a picture, and it was a hotel. And she goes, "Did you hear that?" And I go, "Yeah, it's like people screaming." And she said, "There was a fire in the hotel at one time." That's what I'm talking about. Is there's an energy in that picture? There still is after all this time. So a lot of the stuff, when you're talking about the empty Hollywood Square stuff, I mean, a lot of it's symbolism and stuff like that. And, I mean, there are times where I talk to a Bigfoot, and I'll know exactly what they're saying in less than a millisecond. I mean, it's just like, almost like a complete download. It's like, boom, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And there's really no talking. It's just like, boom, boom, brain to brain or thought to thought. And it's just, it's that quick.
That's interesting. It's very quick for me. It's like, and I've heard Robin talk about it, about mind speak. It's like, as soon as she asks a question, she gets the answer right back. And it's the answer that she gets back. It's like the most authoritative.
Well, basically, you're in a, the universe, you're in a collective, but, I mean, you can talk to anything at all in the universe. I mean, I think telepathy and stuff like this is limitless. And basically here on Earth, and if I want to find somebody and let's say someone's lost or trying to find a lost child or something like that, you would get on and see if the Bigfoot has seen them or if anybody has seen them. And then you put the child in your mind, and then you ask the question, have you seen this child? I mean, it makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, you're reading thoughts and stuff like that, and you're usually going to get a response. You go ahead and you have a name, and you think of that feeling of that name from that being. They're usually going to respond. If they're busy, usually what they'll do is they'll tell me I'm busy, I can't talk, or I'll get the finger over the mouth like that, and I'll see it in my mind, and they'll just say, you know, be quiet. Just a lot of...
Right. And now, Pat, I tell you what, I want to give Kyler an opportunity to ask some questions, because Kyler... we are very good friends, and I know that some of this material about mind speak is a little bit new for you, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I was kind of curious, because you were talking about, like, the first time you did it, and I want to know what that, I mean, it's probably hard to explain over the phone, but if you can, yeah, go ahead, if you can explain, like, what that process is to start doing that, because I'm sure maybe anyone listening wouldn't want to know that, too.
Okay. I'll explain it. There was the best way I can do it. There was a show on Gaia, and this is when I first started doing this. I said, well, you know, I thought it'd be kind of neat. It was a show that showed motherships, actual motherships in deep space. He took pictures of it. So I thought to myself, you know, well, I look at pictures, there's energy in pictures. Why can't I look at that mothership and go and see if I can get something from the mothership? So here's what I do is basically I'll look at that picture, and this particular time I saw myself traveling through space in my mind. And I kept going and going and going. And I got to the ship and I saw two beings on there. A guy with white hair and a beard and an ET. And I know when you connect to him that you just know it. And I connected to both of them. So the feeling of connection is, you really can't describe it. It's just, you know. And what you do is you focus. I mean, it's, I'm not saying it's an intense focus, but I just, when I focus, I feel it in my chest. I feel like I am connected to the universe. I really do. It's really odd. That's how I feel. And,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? You just know. And you can, you don't, you know, I get stuff coming through and, you know, stuff will call my name and stuff like that. You know, I ignore a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm working and stuff. I mean, you can't possibly answer everything, you know, but there's also the possibility of getting pulled with something that really isn't that nice. Now, I will say that, you know, I woke up one morning and was in my zone. The zone, Tyler, is you're halfway sleeping and halfway awake. That's what you call a zone. Lucid dreaming, I guess that's what they call it. You can call it. Well, anyway, I was basically laying in bed, and then I saw a dark cloud off into the in my mind. And so I woke up, and this stuff did not leave me alone. And, you know, it was, you know, the minute you got up and hear all this stuff. And so what I did was, I contacted the Archangel Michael. So, anybody can do it. And basically, he took care of my problem. I never heard
from him. Hey, now, Pat, real quickly, for those that might not know, tell us a little bit about who the Archangel Michael is and describe him and what we attribute to him. Is that okay?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, it was
isn't that from him, Tyler?
Angels.
I might have picked that up from you.
God's angel. One of God's angels. There's Raphael, Michael, and basically I have talked to my own, how do you call it? Everybody has an angel. You know, what do they call it, John? Everybody's got the angel?
A guiding angel.
Something like that. But everybody's got their own personal one. I've talked to mine.
Let me ask you something.
I know.
I've always felt that my guiding angel was St. Anthony. Do you know what St. Anthony represents?
No, I don't. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's all right.
I mean, if I don't know it, I'm not going to tell you that I know it and kind of try to – I just don't know. I mean –
just means no, you don't. That's fine.
Okay. Tyler, you got any other questions?
Well, I was kind of thinking of, like, if the – this telepathic, you know, mind talk is, you know, actually a thing that people can learn. I wonder just what are your thoughts on, like, why don't people try to go after learning it? So it's more, not really available, but just like more, you know, you just have more of an open mind.
Because the government has closed everybody's minds. Your educational system.
Say that again?
The government and the educational system and stuff, and you've got, you know, all this disinformation being spread around and stuff like that. Disinformation is just lies. The government will go ahead and put disinformation. And then after a while, Tyler, with that disinformation program, people will start to believe that everything's a hoax. And that's exactly what they've done. And that's why people, they hear this stuff and they buy right into it. They buy into this, oh gosh, that's just crazy stuff. I mean, this guy's nuts. Don't listen to him and stuff like that. But the thing is we experience this stuff. And I guarantee it, if they experience it too, they wouldn't be talking against it. So I really believe that the government, they do not want anybody knowing about telepathy. Mm-mm, not at all. Because if that happened, they can control it. Their whole thing about the government is control. Look at the debt system. I mean, they control you using money. And they want to control every aspect of your life. I really believe that, there's nothing human running this world. I mean, I really believe that sincerely, because if you look and see what's going on, the disparity of, you go to India and there's like people, at a restaurant eating and there's a guy down there eating dirt. I mean, come on, I mean, it just doesn't make sense, I mean, the callousness and the no compassion toward, people that are starving. So I just can't believe that who's running the show, the people running the show or the beings running the show, whoever is, really doesn't give a hoot about us humans. That's just my personal belief.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Please go ahead. Well, I would like to interject something about this mind speak thing. I didn't realize until very recently that I've been doing it all my life. Whenever I would think to myself and ask a question, and then I would hear the answer, I thought that's just the way everybody's brain worked, but apparently not. And apparently that's mind speak. By the way, St. Anthony is the patron saint of lost things, lost souls and everything. So
okay.
I guess he's a great patron saint for me, because I lose things all the time and I find them. And I have things come back and find me. And I have people find me, like Kyler did, like a lot of people do. I don't ever have to go looking for people. They tend to find me, which is great. But anyway, Kyler, I guess the best way to practice mind speak is to just think of a question and then get your mind really still and listen to the answer will start, you'll start hearing it. And that's mind speak. Pat, would you say that's one way to describe mind speak?
What was that, John?
I said, you sit there and you ask a question inside your head. You ask a question.
Well, and then it's got to be directed at something, John, because you just can't basically shout out into the universe. And I mean, I guess you could, but...
Well, that's the way I do it, and I feel pretty good about the authoritativeness of the answers. I can tell when it's somebody I don't want to be answering it. I can just feel that this is not good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
but
exactly.
As long as I feel that it's okay, it's like, when I talk to St. Cyprian of Antioch. I mean, the dude's there. He's there. He's answering questions. He gives me short, succinct answers. And And then when I saw him, and he was like an empty Hollywood Squares box, it's like, no, that wasn't me. And I said, okay, great, thank you very much. And I didn't know what to say, but I went ahead and moved forward anyway. You know, it's just very interesting.
Well,
Pat, I guess what I would say is that MindSpeak is really a very individual experience for different people, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Like, for example, I was watching a show about Betty and Barney Hill. Remember, they were the ones that were kidnapped by aliens.
Right, and they were an interracial couple. He was a black man, she was a white man. It was somewhere out in the Midwest, and it was one of the biggest deals in history. Betty and Barney Hill, and I forget what they call it, but yeah, they were kidnapped.
I was watching the show, and Barney chimed in. This is amazing because I was like watching it and watching what he's going through. Then he chimed in and he was talking about his abduction. I'm sitting there, wow. I told Robin, I said, yeah, I'm talking to Barney Hill. And she goes, oh, really? And it was him. I really believe that it was him because it was basically, he chimed in like right when I'm watching the show, and he was telling me all about it, you know, how he was terrified to see him, like, he looked up, and he was beyond terrified to see him up in the ship, looking through the window at him, and stuff like that. He was just saying it all, and stuff like that. When you look at MindSpeak, basically, and I believe this in Robin, she told me this, and I think it's a universal way of communication. And somehow, somewhere, this planet, we lost it. It's either by genetic manipulation, putting stuff in the food to dumb people down, you know, like chemicals, you know, in the processed food. Somehow we lost it. And a lot of people, when they have their abilities and stuff like that, I mean, a lot of them, I think a lot of these schizophrenic people, they're not sick. I mean, maybe, you know, some of them are, but, I mean, they throw these people in the psychiatric wards. And they tell them that they're insane and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that all of them are, you know, not, maybe there's something wrong with them, but maybe there's a certain percentage that are thrown into a psychiatric ward when they shouldn't be, because basically they're experiencing things that, you know, we should be experiencing to begin with, but we're taken out of the loop of learning this stuff, you know, telepathy and stuff like that. So, I'd like to maybe challenge, okay, now, we've got, let's say, you know, you look at a picture of your pet, okay? Now, with
Excuse
that
me.
Picture,
I'm sorry.
Pet,
say that again, please. Hey, Pat, say that again. A picture of your what?
Picture of your pet, like your dog or cat.
Okay, your pet. Okay. Oh, like my buddy Chester. By the way, please let Chester know I love him a lot. He's my favorite dog. Please tell him I love him, would you?
Okay, I will. But just a mini challenge. Take a picture of maybe your dog or cat and focus on that. There's energy in that picture, and maybe try to use telepathy to talk to your dog or cat. I mean, it's just, you can do that at home by looking at your dog, but I'm trying to get to the point where, you know, sometimes you're not going to have the pic, that person or dog or whatever picture you're looking at to focus on, and you'll just have that energy from the picture. That's what I'm trying to really do, is to realize that there's energy in that picture that you can interact with. And,
you know what? I think, Pat, I might have, by listening to you talk, I might have come up with a way to describe it, because Kyler might never have done this. And I would say, inside your head, Kyler, you know how to talk inside your head, right?
Of course.
That's like your major thought stream. So think of your little brother, your mom, or somebody, and think of them, and then think inside your head a sentence or two that you want them to hear. And once I figured that out, when it says use telepathy, for me, it is like think where you want it to go and then think the thought. Now, Pat, does that seem like a reasonable way to try to teach this?
Yeah, that you basically think about, let's say you want to, I want to talk to my mom. She's dead, okay, which I have done. I've talked to her and stuff like that. So basically you can either call her name out, call mom, she comes Johnny on the spot a lot of times. And that's, I guess, the same way you think of them, and you can interact with that thought of your mom or whoever you're thinking of. It's the same thing as looking at the picture. I guess the picture is just an aid, but I really believe there's like energy in the picture. But, that's basically it. I mean, that's a good way of doing it, John. I mean, that's it. You hit the hammer on the nail head right there.
It's like you think where you want the thought to go, and then you think the thought. And then,
yeah,
now,
exactly.
my buddy Jason told me, and this is a very important part for me of mind speak, once you send the thought, forget it. You've sent it. It's like you've put it in the mail, you put a stamp on it, you put it in the post box. So it's like, stop worrying about it and let it go. Let it get to its destination. And I think for me, when I started doing that, I started having some amazing results. I mean, I would think of who I wanted to talk to. I would send them a thought, and then I'd forget them. Now, have you ever had that experience, Pat, of doing it and then forgetting it?
What do you mean, forgetting it?
In other words, once you've done it, let it happen and don't sit there and ponder on it and worry about it.
See, when I do it, like, it's seconds. It's not even a second. It's a millisecond that I get a response. It's not like I've heard some people, they told me, well, I had to meditate 45 minutes before I could talk to whoever I wanted to talk to. It's not like that at all. It's instant. It's just instantaneously. I mean, I could talk to, like those guys on the ship, the mothership. I don't know how long it took, but it didn't take more than a minute to get onto the ship and connect with those two guys.
Right. I guess what I'm talking about is that, okay, you have mind speak, and I guess what I'm talking about is something different than mind speak. That's when you're trying to communicate with somebody, when you want to send them a thought. And what you do is you think about them, you send the thought, and you forget it and let it happen. And the forgetting it and let it happen seems to make it work, as opposed to sitting there and pondering, oh, my gosh, did they get this? Do they hear me? Do they understand? It's like talking to a girlfriend.
That makes sense.
It's like talking
it's
to a girlfriend or to a friend or whatever. And my buddy, pardon me?
I don't worry about, I always get a response because it's just, that's a funny way of putting it, you forget about it, but it almost seems like, you're gonna forget about it and not get a response. But I'm just trying to say that, I've been doing it for so long that I always get a response. I never thought about, I guess I do forget it, but I know I'm gonna get a response.
Here's what I'm talking about, and I finally reconciled it in my brain. When I do mind speak, I'm going to get an immediate response because I'm talking to a spirit in general. But when I'm doing something like this, this is in a way a little bit like casting a spell and sending a message through a spell to somebody from, wherever. And then by and large, they get it, and I get a call back. And when I say a spell, I'm not talking about a bad spell. I'm talking about sending a message to somebody. I blank my mind. I think of them. I send them a short thought message, and I let it go. And then I see what happens, and by and large, they get back to me. And so I guess what we've identified is two different ways to do mind speak. It just depends on the intent. Like when I'm talking to St. Cyprian or when I'm talking to one of these great masters of art who has passed away, I'm going to get an answer right quick because they're able to do that. But when you're sending a message to somebody, it's about like casting a spell, a good spell. It's like, I want to send somebody a message. I want to let them know that I care about them because their grandmother died. And you send it, and then they say, I just felt like I've had this happen. They'll get back to me and say, I just felt like you were upset, and thank you. And they'll talk to me like I spoke to them, but I didn't. And that's kind of an amazing thing that happens. And sure, I know the government doesn't want us to know how to do this. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I had a dream one night. I still think about this because I think I know what it was and about and stuff like that. I was running inside a house and I was trying to get away from something. And I kind of figured I knew what was happening, what was going to happen. And I went inside the house and went inside and was right behind a wall or something like that. And then the explosion went off. It was just a huge white light explosion. Boom. And then I woke up. And I really believe it was like a, it was just meant, I guess it was meant for me in some aspect. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's just I've never really reconciled it. That's what I'm talking about it. But just with all this stuff and, the deeper you get into this stuff, John and Tyler, the weirder it gets. I'll go into some weird stuff, okay? Okay, I woke up one morning, and I looked at the ceiling, and I saw hundreds of honeycomb shapes on the ceiling and the walls. say, what the heck is this stuff? And Robin saw him too. She saw him, and I forgot that she told me she saw him. I've seen him probably two or three other times besides this. And the only thing I can think of is it's a force shield or something. I mean, that's a weird thing. And then, you know, we've got, you know, I've seen transparent Bigfoot at the window. I've seen numerous, I've seen them in two in Michigan, three in South Carolina. Most of my stuff, though, when you think about it, when I think about it, is just, you know, everything comes in through your mind. And a lot of times, you know, like, you'll get, and we're talking about mind speak, and you might get visual. You know, you'll see something in your mind. For example, I was leaving for work one morning, and I saw a dogman in my mind. And was running alongside the car. I mean, I ran a food truck one time, and I was going down the road, and I turned the corner, and something jumped off the food truck. It was a Bigfoot. I saw him. And he didn't cloak fast enough, because I saw him. And then as soon as he hit the ground, he cloaked. When he was in the midair, he was probably concentrated on landing. And then when he landed, you know, he didn't cloak fast enough when I saw him. They are basically ninjas of the forest. I mean, they could be around you, and you're never going to see them, ever. You know, it's just, I have racked my brain, you know. You know, they bend the light to cloak themselves. But this one time I was with Robin and Ryan, and we're going down the road, and they were looking at stick structures, and I saw on the other side, on my side, was a, I believe it. Robin said it was a portal. I really think it was. I was looking, I saw a baby Bigfoot crawling in the trees off in the distance. So that day, we went down another road, and I saw something speed across the road, and it was there because we saw the dirt impressions and the foot impressions in the dirt and stuff like that. John, okay. You've seen some things over here, haven't you?
Absolutely, I've seen Bigfoot over there and all that. And
his connection probably went out.
We've seen all kinds of crazy stuff, and I would invite it, if you're interested, call me and we'll talk, and I will let Robin know, and Robin can determine if you can come out there. But it's a magnificent place. We got lots of Bigfoot out there. And it's in the Midlands of South Carolina. That's all we can say. And, Pat, I'll tell you what. It has been a pleasure having you on. Have you enjoyed being on here with us?
Yeah, I really like coming on the show. I really do.
Well, good. Well, I'll tell you what. Will you? If we ask you again, will you come back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Well, great. All right, Kyler, okay. Do you have any final questions for Pat McCray?
No, no questions, actually. I was just going to say thank you for sharing the mind speaking with me, because I do want to try and start practicing that.
It's a lot easier than you think. I'll talk to you.
It's try to focus. I think that's the key for me anyway, focusing, stuff like that.
Yep.
But it's different for everybody. Like,
well, I believe it is. And Pat, again, thank you. I'll be talking with you later this week, and look forward to having you back on the show. Fair enough.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here with us. It was educational and wonderful. Kyler, thanks for being with us. And I'll say good evening from Houston Podcast. And we've had a great time with Patrick McCray from the Midlands of South Carolina, one of the premier MindSpeak practitioners and one of the premier Bigfoot dudes. They've got Bigfoot all around. And Pat is also just a really good guy. And that it's always a pleasure to deal with him. Been over there to their house many, many times. And then Pat, tell Chester, my favorite dog in the world, that I love him, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right, you
take care. Thanks for having me on the show, John.
All right, Tyler, be good, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Take care.
Night, guys.
Night.